Dennis Robinson from the Meadowlands with us on Trot Radio. Dennis, I understand that the dates for the Meadowlands have been now officially approved by the Racing Commission in New Jersey.
Yes, we've trying the grand experiment here this summer at Monmouth Park, where we've going to consolidate our thoroughbred racing at Monmouth Park and go from a total of 141 days to 71 days. So, therefore, the Meadowlands will run all harness racing this year, and we hope to, utilize those fall dates, which hopefully will be even better standardbred dates than we would have scheduled otherwise. So, you know, we think it's good for both tracks and both breeds.
Well, let me ask you, the T-breds obviously get all the attention, get all the betting. Moving away from Meadowlands, how do you view that, a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, listen, I think the way the world works today in terms of distribution and simulcasting and account wagering and off-track wagering, I don't really think it's going to make a whole lot of difference. In fact, I think the quality of racing at Monmouth Park will be substantially improved overall, and that should be good for the game. Good for handle, and of course, be able to pick quality dates throughout the calendar year for harness racing, I think, is good there as well. So hopefully it's a win-win all around.
How many dates will Meadowlands have?
At this point, we don't plan on changing the number of dates. We're just trying to pick the better days.
Okay. All right, so it's not going to be more dates for Meadowlands, as was earlier reported? Yeah, because I wondered how that's going to affect purses. Obviously, if you had more dates, you've got to spread
out the purse
pool.
Well, listen, I mean, purses ought to get better if we can pick better days, you know, and take some of the days we know aren't as good as some of the others and be able to cherry-pick those fall dates. I think, you know, we're going to be better off overall.
Okay. As far as the T-breds moving to Monmouth Park and making that a full-time T-bred destination in New Jersey, and you're not the race secretary there, obviously, but there has been some expressed concern that a lot of out-of-state horses will be moving in to try and take advantage of $1 million card per night in terms of purses. Do you know if the race office there is going to be trying to write races that will keep the competition contained to state breds and state trainers?
You know, certainly we're going to take care of our Jersey breds, and they'll have plenty of they'll have a substantial opportunity to run and run for larger purses. But we're certainly looking to, put a world class racing on for 71 days, and that's our goal.
Okay, so everything is status quo as far as dates for the Meadowlands, then?
Yes, right now, except for the specific dates. But moving around the calendar a bit, but as far as the number of dates right now, it's going to be, the status quo.
Okay, and not to sound redundant, but not worried about losing the T-breds at all?
No, in fact, I think, like I said, I think our, with the quality increasing, with the purses increasing, we feel like thoroughbreds are going to be much better off, and obviously there's significant cost savings in terms of shipping and turning the track over and so forth, which is helpful, I think, in these days, in these economies. And I think Standardbred Breeders and Owners Organization is very happy with this opportunity to have 100% harness racing here at the Meadowlands.
And I think the T-bred side of it, too, those folks might be a little happier to go to a track that is a dedicated T-bred track. I know in the past there have been complaints when first making the transition during the meet to the thoroughbreds from a mechanic standpoint, in other words, the track itself. So they got to be happy about that.
Sure, I think so. I mean, they, obviously people love to run their thoroughbreds at Monmouth Park. And so I think it works for, like I said, I think it works for the thoroughbred owners and certainly the standardbred owners.
One more question, because now that the thoroughbreds aren't there, you've got a nice lush turf course there. You've had a couple of experiments with harness racing on turf. Might we see more of that now?
Well, you'll probably have to talk to our racing secretary about that, but it sounds like a creative idea.
Now, you said that, or not you, but the sense I got from reading all the articles was that Governor Christie's office played a major role in this thing. Did they?
Well, certainly we've been working closely with the Governor's Commission on Gaming, Sports, and Entertainment, they were certainly a big part of this, absolutely. This had been under discussion for well over a year, And really, I think when it all came together, everyone saw the light and said, you know, let's give this a try.
As far as what it's costing taxpayers, I mean, this looks like zero to me.
Well, as far as this change, there's no impact to the taxpayers.
So everybody's happy.
Well, let's hope so. We'll see.
All right.
We'll talk at at the end of the year, and we'll see how this how the experiment works. But it's something that I'm sure will grow over time and get better and better over time. But hopefully we'll come out of the box strong.
I'm sure you will. Please pass my regards along to Holly and to Sam McKee for us, will you?
We'll do that.
Thank you very much. Dennis Robinson of the Meadowlands, thanks for being on Tarot Radio.
It was nice being with you. Thank you.